So Friday, she was at home by 3:45 or 4, but she calls me at 5:30 at the hotel and says, I just got there. So she lied about when she was there. And then when I was over at their house, she said, yeah, I just got off work. Then she kind of stumbled, said 15 minutes ago. I mean, that's number one red flag on a Friday. On Saturday, we were talking about a lot of stuff about her experiences with the hotel work, apartment work, experiences with working at the Hooters, working at other places. And then we talked about 3 a.m. I said, have you ever heard about the witches aisle? And she went crazy and she started seeing demons, saying she saw a demon and was going crazy and said, you're transferring your thoughts onto me and I'm seeing stuff and I'm hearing stuff and all that stuff. She went crazy for about an hour and I said, there's no transfer of demons. She was stood up, looked at me like I was the devil, called me the devil and everything else projected onto me. And I said, I don't see anything. There's no demon in here. I don't see anything. Then the cat kind of went crazy and she got scared because the cat was making a noise and she was seeing, said she saw something. She saw a square with MME on it and MME in the square. So she said something black was floating by. So Thursday we saw each other, Friday we saw each other, I spent the night. Saturday, spent the night. No, Friday, let's see, can't remember now. But Sunday, we went out to eat. Oh, went out to eat at a fancy restaurant. Sunday, went to the pizza place. She said the kids were, she didn't like kids, they were too loud and all that, drive her crazy. And we're eating pizza and something came up about her saying that initially it was, she said she was just like me, and I said, yeah, it felt like you were lying to me. And then the other stuff happened and I did the videos and she said, you're abusive. I said, well, I was just responding to you calling, cursing me out and calling me a loser, calling me a fool, and calling me all these names. And I was just trying to do tit for tat, show me that your words were abusive and the way you were talking and making stuff up and jealous over nothing, screaming and yelling and calling me at 1 a.m. and sending all that. And so when I did the videos, I wasn't using any curse words. I was just calling out the Jezebel spirit and the demon in the Jezebel spirit. So I just said, let's go. And we walked to the car, her truck in the parking lot. And she just kept going and going. And she says, won't you acknowledge blah, 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 or this, that, and other, whatever it was, that you're... And she said, it always goes back. We can't live in the past, because she didn't want to see her abusive stuff. Like, keep messing up my sleep and all that. And I said something, and she looked, I said, you're just afraid that somebody can see down to your... I said, you're afraid to cry. I said, you're tearing up, but you're afraid to cry. Oh, you want me to cry? No, I don't want you to cry, but you're afraid to cry. And she kind of went crazy. I said, I'm not wanting anybody to cry. I said, but you're afraid to, you're tearing up, and you're afraid to let it out. You're afraid to cry in front of somebody, I guess. And then she reached over to grab me with both hands. One hand was going towards my shoulder, the other to my chest, and I don't know if she was trying to hit me or what, but it looked like getting ready to hit me, and she stopped. She pulled back, got her, smoked a cigarette, And then we just sit there, and she says, something, do you want to go to Goodwill? I said, yeah, we'll buy a table at Goodwill, you know. And so she got demon-possessed, or saw demons at the witching hour. She said, don't say that, you're scaring me. And she was saying that the mirror was a portal, and I was sending portals, and my videos mesmerized her and pulled me in, and it was me. I said, well, did you have these demon things before you ever heard me? Yeah. Did you have that mirror before you listened to me? Yeah. Well, it ain't me. Did you put that mirror up 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah. It's not me. Before we were talking, I'm not doing anything. So there's some kind of demon in her that's drawing her towards me. And even during that conversation, she said, you're so full of... She says, you have so much spiritual information, it's crazy. She said, you're a unlimited supply of spiritual knowledge or spiritual source. She said, you're trying to vampire off of me, my health and my resources and my house. You're trying to take from me. I said, no, I'm not. I'm in peace. So I was in peace the whole time, didn't raise my voice. I helped her fix the back door. I fixed the lock. I fixed the kitchen lock so she could get out. I fixed the screen door. I fixed the patio. I got a hotel room. She still doesn't, she didn't want to go to the hotel room. She said she would that night, but she changed her mind and didn't go to the hotel room. And she just can't leave her house and the cats. And the Cheshire cats look evil. And she's just surrounded by cats in every room. And she thinks that's normal and it's abnormal. She's... just like her mom, she's following her mom. Her mom ran somebody off. He escaped, never came back. It's the same spirit. She has Jesus on the door, but she has books that are false doctrine. Things felt different, romantic. Wise in the bedroom, things felt different. She said, "You're projecting your stuff onto me," but that's what she was doing the whole time. It was suspicious, and it was weird. A house full of cats, not leaving the house, and never following through. Doesn't want to. Says she's going to go to the hotel. Doesn't. Says she's going to go to North Carolina. She doesn't. Nothing. She doesn't want to see what kind of work you do. She doesn't want you to see what kind of work she does. It's all just too weird. It's just bizarro, man. It shouldn't even be an issue. None of these things should be complicated. Looks at you with a dead, cold stare, you know. Just very dead stare. It's really to the point now where the witching hour was a rough one. The next day, she wanted to hit me, but she didn't. And she was saying abuse, just like Amber Heard. It's an Amber Heard thing, looks like. But then she does little nice things to counteract it. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And her family's liberal, and her family's... I don't know. It's kind of weird. Told her were neighbors that I was her boyfriend. They're back together. And, you know, said she didn't say nothing, but she told her mom everything. And then at the restaurant, she says she was out with me. Weird stuff. Very weird.